My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Some big news yesterday. Washington Post originally had the story that the NFL going to 18 games. It's not if, it's a matter of when at this point.
It's not far-fetched like it used to be.
And yet, maybe some would argue that they thought this was always going to 18 games. I guess the question was when and whether or not they'd have to blow up the CBA to get there, which is what it looks like they'd be willing to do if the players, or at least if the owners, would make some concessions. Because obviously, more games, we'll certainly get into what that means, the significance. Because 17 games, has there been much in the way of significance to you, Danny Cunningham? Like, I was fine with 16 games. When they went to 17, I wasn't causing a big stink. I think most people were excited for another week of football. But have you noticed anything really different about the sport to 17? I really haven't, except for one area.
I mean, I think that the quarterback play, like there are more quarterbacks that play. Yeah. We saw that here where the Browns started 5 different quarterbacks this past season. That would be the thing that immediately jumps out to me. I think that there are sometimes teams, and I don't necessarily have the data to back this up, but I think teams are now a little bit more cautious in bringing guys back from injury because the wins aren't as valuable when there's 17 games because you have another opportunity to win a game than when there were 16. So I think teams are a little bit more cautious with injuries. But ultimately, I think what this is going to show over time is that there will be more injuries, that these guys playing more games, there are going to be more injuries than 4 years ago when there were only 16 games. When we look back at this 10 years from now, that's what we're going to see.
And maybe most fans, they don't really care about that. They seem to watch no matter who is wearing the uniform, no matter whether or not they know the players, they don't know the players. It's the one sport that is immune to that kind of thing. Like the ratings still are huge no matter what.
Yeah, I think in the NFL, I guess football in general, because this is true for college too, but in other sports, I think a lot of people root for players, and this probably started with LeBron when he left here to go to Miami, that people just wanted to root for LeBron. In football, people still root for Laundry, and they root for Laundry very passionately. And that is something that, you know, if Deshaun Watson's out, it's not going to change the, in fact, with some Browns fans, it might make it easier to root for the team. But that's not going to change how passionate fans are about each and every Sunday.
Yeah, so four that quarterbacks is the one thing. Last year.
Right, exactly.
And did it matter whether it was PJ Walker or DTR? But maybe that made some casual fans tune out. But this is the one sport where it shows that, well, the casual fans will gamble. They will have fantasy football. They are still going to pay attention to these games.
Well, and this is the easiest sport to be a casual fan in, too, because you only have to pay attention to it for 3 hours if you truly want to. And I'm not saying that a lot of people do this, but if you truly want to, you only have to pay attention to this for 3 hours every Sunday. You don't have to pay attention on a Tuesday night like what you do the Guardians or the Cavs because they play 80-plus games or 160-plus games in baseball. It's easier to pay attention with football one day a week. It is.
So 18 games, I heard everybody around the sports world talking about how they feel about 18 games. Obviously, for the players, it's more games with the with the likelihood that injuries could occur. Obviously, you're going to talk about CTE, and they've tried to make the game healthier, but then they're throwing more games at him, which also means more money. The players have a chance to make more money. I would argue the devil's in the details there because, yes, at the top of the game, the superstars, they have a chance to make more money. The bigger pool of these deals, I know like the NBA has the max contracts, but in the NFL, you've seen a lot of these numbers skyrocket for the stars in this league, the quarterbacks in this league, the pass rushers in this league. What does it mean for those at the bottom of the pecking order, which are almost interchangeable the way this league is? I mean, it's really hard to fight for spots. I heard Dustin talking about how he's not thrilled because of what it means to these football players. He knows a lot of ex-football players that can barely walk, that can barely function. And so now you're asking them to sacrifice, I mean, 16 to 18 games in the matter of, you know, less than a decade.
Well, let That's me significant. Ask you, let me ask you this. What concessions did the players get from the owners when they negotiated the last CBA that brought a 17th game in? What were the concessions that they got?
I thought it was just like marijuana.
Yeah, exactly. Like they've not done... I think the NFL Players Union has just historically been relatively weak when you talk about players unions in sports. And I have worries for that side. Like in the fight between billionaires and millionaires, I'm always going to root for the millionaires. I think more people should be rooting for the players than rooting for the owners. I understand that's not how this sport in particular always works because, like I said, people root for the laundry more in this sport than anything else. But I think that the players should be holding out for some significant concessions here.
Well,
like, yeah, the salary cap will go up, but they should be getting, they should get a few other things to make this happen.
Yeah, and obviously the TV deal would expand again. Who knows? Could be yet another package that gets sold in over the next 3 years, which would mean a big windfall for the league that they would divvy up. In 2021, when they went from 16 to 17 games, 51.5% of the players voted in favor. So it narrowly passed. And so you wonder if that's going to happen again. You feel like if the NFL wants it, if the owners want it, they're going to get it done because they're just going to flaunt more money in front of the players. I am against this. I do not want 18 games. I think my boss is probably going to be very irritated that I say that because we cater to football fans at this station. And our fans are going to want to tune in for yet another week. We are the home of the Browns. That's another week that all our sales guys can make money. So I understand that. I understand that. And you know what? I'm probably going to make a little more money involved. So I think it's probably going to be
congratulations on all your success.
Good. Well, Danny, you're going to have more opportunities, maybe more articles to write. I don't know, over at Cleveland Magazine. And you're going to have ample opportunities. Everybody has a chance to make more money. I don't think it's good for the sport. Danny, I have in front of me. I have a list. I don't know why I keep doing that. I just wrote it.
Because you wrote it down.
I wrote it, but I didn't. I typed it.
No.
But I can't make noise.
Give the illusion that you wrote it
with
down.
With my cell phone. This is where it is. So I did write five off the top of my head. Took me less than 10 seconds.
10 seconds. You wrote out five things in less than 10 seconds.
Yeah, look, it's right there. There's not many
words. You wrote
words
all
there.
That in less than 10 seconds.
There's not that many words. Owen, can you attest?
Oh, yeah. That's more than just the five reasons.
Those are
no, right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, I thought you had detailed.
No,
I thought you had detailed.
No,
explanations
that's all in
why.
The head.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
I don't have the calligraphy that like Ken Carmen does, where he
it
writes
is wild.
Point by point in beautiful artistic prose, and he writes it all down there, and then he commits that to memory, and then he goes on the. I don't do that. I just write like five things. Really quickly.
Let's hear them.
Are you ready for it? Now, do you want me to power rank them?
Well you power, have five.
No,
and that's not
I know. I even I know the rules.
Would you like some music?
I do think the music would help, but I don't know if you're
But I'm
allowed.
Not giving you power rank.
Don't give me power rank music.
We can power rank your top three after you give all five.
Okay. Here we go. You mentioned the first thing you said, Danny, was quarterback injuries. So, I mean, it is incredible the explosion of quarterbacks that have played in the NFL in just the last 5 years. This past year, 66 quarterbacks played. 68 in 2022. In 21, it was 62. In 20, it was 59. In 19, it was 57. In the year 2000, it was 50. I can go back into the 90s and find seasons where there were 40 quarterbacks used. You've almost gone up 30 quarterbacks since then. Why does that matter to me? I've told you guys, like, in December, if it's a backup quarterback game, I'm out. You've lost me. no interest, other things to do, have a family now. I'm just not that interested. So what is it going to be when we go to 18 games? Are we going to be talking about seasons where we have 80 quarterbacks that play and I have a bunch of games where it's backup versus backup?
What was the number in 2019 and then 2021? Because I want to exclude 2020 here because a lot of guys missed time because of COVID there, and that number artificially jumped.
57 quarterbacks in 19.
Okay.
You got all the way up to 68 in 2022.
It's a big jump for one extra game.
Yeah. Owen, counterpoint? No? Or you get to these later?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Go to the next one.
Moving on. NFL had one thing that all the other sports could not say. Really, any of the other sports, even like English Premier League, scarcity. Scarcity has always been what drives the NFL. You go from 16 to 18 games in less than a decade, you are losing that feeling of life or death football. Every game is life or death. I honestly think you're wondering, well, what at some number, it's not going to be life or death anymore. I'll tell you 18. 18 to me is not life or death. Those games are not going to be life or death games. You will convince yourself that it is because this is Americana now. This is what baseball used to be. I do not think 18 games is life or death football.
Is too much of a good thing a bad thing?
Ask Mark Cuban when he said, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
Yep.
And for that reason, I'm out.
Let Barbara Cochran, is that her name? Let her take it. Number three, I feel bad for the gamblers.
Oh, poor gamblers.
I feel bad for the gamblers. And spirit of full disclosure, we have many different avenues that we support and partners on this radio station.
How are they going to juice the VIG?
Well, I will get to that. So what do we know about the longer you stay at a craps table or the longer you stay at a blackjack table or a poker table? What do we know?
The house always wins.
The house always wins.
Free buffets.
And the free buffets, but they're getting stingy with the drink tickets.
They are.
Where are the drink tickets?
I agree.
Now I got to flirt with the women and the men who are giving out the drink tickets. Whatever it takes. Danny, you were there.
Yeah.
Don't give out the drink tickets.
It was a different scene than the last time I was in Vegas.
It's sad.
It was the last time. This was the first time I was in Vegas since COVID. And it has changed. That said, still a lot of big buildings. They're tearing down a big building to build an even bigger guitar-shaped building in Vegas. The Mirage is closing. They're not doing that because they lose all the time. Well, they're doing that to build something new because they win all the time.
So the friends that lie to you about their big wins and how they win every football season, they don't. They're lying. And you add another week, they are going to lose even more money. I will get to the injury aspect of this. Lowering careers by a year over 8 years. That's what you have done now. If the average NFL career is 4 years, think about the guys like Nick Chubb, whatever. You're adding. Yeah. You've added two more games. So over the course of 4 years, think about the significance of that.
Yeah. It's an extra half season.
So your best players, your favorite players are going to have shorter careers in the NFL. And then finally, the way they're going to deal with that, but I wrote it down, NBA style load management. I think you're going to get load management start to percolate the NFL. Those are my reasons. 216-474-0092. 18 games. Are you in favor of more football? Do you think I'm full of it? We'll get to that next. Plus, what did one prominent NFL pundit say about Ken Dorsey's offense? Doesn't sound like he likes it. That's straight ahead here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Here's the thing. 18 games. I know it is a rarity. If you go around the media world, everyone just likes to puff off their chip. More football. Give us another week. More football. You heard the discussions. Joe Burrow a few weeks ago was talking about, hey, this is actually really good. It takes football right up, the Super Bowl, right up until, you know, the country has a day off. And all that's great. I think they could have done that without 18 games. It's lost on me why you could just mess with the calendar.
I did like what he said about having a bye week in the middle of the season, a league-wide bye week, and do the Pro Bowl stuff then, where you treat it like an NBA All-Star weekend. I did like that aspect of it. I don't love the 18 games. What I'm most curious about, what you brought up, is the load management stuff. What do you think that looks like? Do you just have random guys sitting out random weeks? Because part of the reason why load management happened in the NBA the way that it has is because they're playing so many games and they're playing them so closely together. Like, do you see maybe some guys are sitting out a Thursday night game after a Sunday game,
not only that,
or is it just going to be like pick a random Sunday? Patrick Mahomes is not playing; he's getting load management.
I think the NFL is obviously looking to continue its expansion, be it in Europe, Mexico. I mean, all over the place. So I think that you're going to be talking about more and more travel, and so I wonder these teams and their very smart analytics people will look at the data and try to figure out which games make the most sense to rest certain players as they get into their upper 20s, into their 30s, depending on their mileage. I think that's all part of it. And I think you've already started to see load management. I mean, they're not calling it that. But I don't know.
Where are you seeing? No, I don't.
And I'm talking about it from a player standpoint.
We've always seen like quarterbacks at the end of the season, if things are locked up, like that last game, I don't consider that load management. We've seen guys for the longest time not play in the final regular season game if there's nothing to play for. I don't consider that. But what I consider load management is when someone is healthy and sitting out. Like if Amari Cooper is fine, if he's just got bumps and bruises, no serious injury, but they sit him out week three just because. Like, that to me is load management. Or even, there's nothing wrong, they just want to get them some rest. Like, that is load management to me. I've not noticed that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's a blind spot for me with football. Well, but I've not noticed that here.
Well, Dan Patrick talked about this yesterday after the news came out that they're already in conversation, the players' union and the league, about the potential for 18 games.
I think you're going to have load management. I think the NFL will get to load management, as strange as that may sound. Now, we already have that a little bit because you get to week 17 or 18, you can rest some of your players if you've already secured your home field advantage or you're going to win your division, whatever it's going to be. But that is a mere formality. But now they're making it semi-official publicly that the NFL and NFL Players Association have discussed this at a very, very, very high level.
Odyssey or audio courtesy of Dan Patrick. So, Danny, what I'm talking about, you know, he mentions there, and you mentioned towards the end of the season. Like, all right, we've always said that.
Like, the Browns missed out on a playoff spot because the Colts did that.
I'm talking about, you got Myles Garrett. How long do you think Myles Garrett's career is going to be in the NFL if things go well? What kind of career? We've seen some pass rushers, Von Miller. We've seen some pass rushers go
14, 15 years.
Joe Thomas, he ends up with all the injuries. He was an Iron Man, but how many years did he end up going? Was it 10?
10, I believe.
Okay, so somewhere in between there. They're not all going to be Tom Brady, right? They're going to be somewhere in between your best players. Well, you go from 16 games to 18 games. You're adding two games a year. So over the course of 8 years, that's another full season. We know that the average career is something like, 3 to 4 years in the NFL. So you think about the toll that it's going to take, the wear and tear, how long these games are, how many plays. And again, the analytics people do the numbers on all of this. You don't think that the very savvy teams are going to say, wait a second, we've got this guy under contract for this long, but to optimize his tenure here in this city, here's a specific amount.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Kind of plays that we need to get the most out of that player, to make sure we're getting the best of that player. And then they figure that out over the course of a game, over the course of a year, and over the course of a contract. That, hey, you know what? His hammy is a little bit tweaked. We should probably keep him out of the next game.
I think that teams will be more cautious bringing guys back from injury. I think that is a fair thing to assume, but I don't think we're going to see teams just sit healthy players, because even though wins become a little bit devalued as you get up to 18 games in the regular season, wins are just a little bit more devalued now, but they're still too valuable to punt on a game. When you're still in the thick of a season, I'm not talking at the end of the year. But
you said punt on a game. I mean, Vegas, I say this all the time when we're like, hey, who's not going to play this week? And we'll say, Denzel Ward's not going to play this week. It doesn't move the point spread. So you're saying punt on a game. I don't look at it that way.
You can hold out
guys strategically. You're not punting on a game.
No, I think if you're holding out your best players when they're healthy, you are sending a message to your team that this game doesn't matter as much. Denzel Ward being out because he's injured and can't play is different than Denzel Ward being out when he's healthy. Because you look at the NBA with the load management stuff, they can do that because if every team for the most part is going to lose 20 games, you're going to have, sure, some years a team's going to win 64 games like the Celtics just did. But for the most part, you are going to have every team that's going to lose at least 20 games. So you can punt on games. In the NFL, with 18-game schedules, you might need to win 13 of them to win your division. You might need to go 13-5. You cannot afford to take a week off and punt on a game and sit out your best players when they're healthy. If they're not healthy and you want to be more cautious about bringing them back, I think that's totally fine. I think that's what we're going to see.
We're talking about from a team perspective. What about a player perspective? Like, I look at someone like Jadeveon Clowney, who's already been doing this. Now, last year, he played all 17. But before that, never. He was always somebody that if it was a game time decision, he was sitting it out. Will there be more of that? Will there be more players that'll be looking at that? Because the NFL does have incentive-based contracts. I get that, but not everybody. Not for the superstars in this league. Most of them, I mean, they have some incentives, but you know, they're okay with missing a game here or there.
I think maybe at the top, when you do talk about superstars, but I don't see how this is going to be a thing ever for middle of the roster guys, because there's not enough. The careers aren't long enough. They don't make enough money. Like, the middle class in the NFL is not all that big. And that, so I don't think that you're going to see that with those guys. You can never see that with those guys because their careers don't last long enough for them to say, you know what, if I sit out this game, maybe I extend my career by a year, but there's no guarantee that a team's going to want a player of that skill level for that additional year when they're 30.
All right, so earlier in the show, we had the news about Amari Cooper and getting the contract beef taken care of, no holdout. So we know what's going to be critical is getting everybody down to the Greenbrier and start to work on overhauling that offense. Ken Dorsey coming in as the new offensive coordinator. We know he does things very differently from Van Pelt and the Stefanski offense that we had seen before, at least on paper. Dan Orlovsky was on yesterday, Afternoon Drive. It was a great interview. I urge everybody, go on the Odyssey app, listen to the whole thing, but listen to Dan Orlovsky talk about how things could be changing, and is he okay with that with Ken Dorsey?
Kevin Stefanski's offense has that Gary Kubiak tree foundation. And they got away from that a little bit to the start of last year with Deshaun. It was less play action. It was less effective and a little bit more spread out. And that's what Deshaun has always been comfortable with. And then obviously the injury and Joe comes back and it's more. So I don't know who's going to win that conversation because that's not Ken Dorsey's background. You know, one of my complaints last year with Ken in Buffalo, who I think is a really good football coach, was they didn't do enough of that. And when they did it, Josh was so good. And it was way too predictable schematically. There was way less and way too little pre-snap motion. And there was an element of you weren't ever gaining an advantage to the defense. And so hopefully he's learned from that and steps into a little bit more of doing things the way that they've done it in Cleveland under Kevin for a little bit of time now. But I still hope that this remains Kevin Stefanski's play action pass run centric offense.
All right. That was Dan Orlovsky. That was very in-depth, as comprehensive as you'll hear about maybe the differences in the offenses. When you hear that, Danny Cunningham, does that make you a little nervous that they're going in that direction?
It does a little bit because I don't think there's been an issue with what Kevin Stefanski's done offensively. I don't think things have been broken. I think what he has gotten, I mean, he's gotten the best out of every quarterback other than Deshaun Watson here. And the pushback is, well, that's the guy you're playing 200 plus million dollars. You need to get the most out of him. So I get that aspect of it. But I think Stefanski's done a really, really good job. What I worry about is getting the most out of Deshaun Watson. Maybe Ken Dorsey can do that. I've got my doubts about it. I think we're starting to hear more and more rumors that Ken Dorsey's going to be the one to call plays. And that worries me because I don't think that I never came away super impressed from what they did offensively in Buffalo. Thought Josh Allen incredibly impressive, but I thought a lot of what Josh Allen did was because he's Josh Allen, not because of the positions he was put in by Buffalo. Where I think a lot of what the Browns have done offensively since Kevin Stefanski has been here, I think a lot of the good things they've done is because they've been put in a position to be successful, not because they've been overly talented. Like Baker Mayfield that first year, do I think Baker's some great quarterback? No. I think Kevin Stefanski put him in position to be successful. I think Jacoby Brissett was put in position to be successful. Joe Flacco, same. You can go on and on and on. And I worry that if Kevin Stefanski is not the one that's truly in charge of this offense anymore, if he's not the one that's calling plays anymore, I worry about putting those guys in position to be successful because I don't trust Ken Dorsey to do that all the way.
Well, it's interesting. The Bills offense really took off and became a lot more versatile afterwards. The story of James Cook, their second half of the year when they won their last five games to get into the playoffs, how he became a dual threat player and he was just sitting there the whole time.
Right.
And that was not part of the offense. So, you know, you hope, obviously, that Ken Dorsey has learned from that. But the other part of what Orlovsky was talking about, which I thought was really interesting, he noticed what I think a lot of fans here noticed, which was the Browns offense, in a way, took off with Joe Flacco. Now, I get they weren't playing the same caliber of defenses, so I think that is important. But Joe Flacco, all of a sudden, the explosive plays, the vertical plays were there, mm-hmm. and the play-action game was night and day from what it was with Deshaun Watson the previous 12 games, six games this year, you know, last year, six games the year before. It was night and day. And Orlovsky is talking in that clip about play action. And it's not really a part of Deshaun Watson's game, but it is a part of what Stefanski's game was. And what does that look like? As Orlovsky said, and he lamented, he was not a big fan of the way that they ran plays under Ken Dorsey, who is coming here. So, look, a lot of people are really excited about this offense getting overhauled and having it look the way that it may have looked early in Deshaun Watson's career, what it may have looked when he was at Clemson. Will there be a marrying of that? Will you see an approach that marries Stefanski and Ken Dorsey, or will this look totally different next year? And right now, I don't know. I can only go by what they've talked about, Danny, but I, at this point, today, as they're getting ready to go down to Greenbrier, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either. And there are a couple of guys that I think of in specific when you bring that up. Mari Cooper's one of them. The other one's David Njoku, who I thought played the best football of his career once Joe Flacco was in the starting lineup as a quarterback. How are they going to get the most out of those guys? Because it's very clear And we haven't seen Jerry Jeudy in a Browns uniform, so it's hard to talk about him here. But it's very clear there's a lot of talent. I don't trust Ken Dorsey to get the most out of it. I do trust Kevin Stefanski to get the most out of it. So I think it's who is actually in charge here is what I care about.
All right, 25 minutes from now, we will go around the AFC North and hear updates from Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Cincinnati. But when we come back, it's FML and I need a contingency plan ASAP as we have Picture Day coming up here at The Fan.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
So next Tuesday, Danny Cunningham in for Ken Carmen. Next Tuesday, I think our show is getting professional photography.
Wow.
It's big. 2024.
Congratulations.
By our show, that means everyone?
I think so. I think you guys are included.
First I heard.
I first heard about it.
Go get a haircut if you need one.
I think I first heard about it over the weekend. But either way, that means it's time to work on some grooming. Make sure you have everything looking like you want it to look like. It's a mad dash because I just went on and tried to get a haircut with my stylist, Danny. My stylist.
Wow. You sound so fancy when you say you're stylist.
I know. It's my barber. But I call her a stylist. Her place is actually called a barbershop. But I don't accept that. It's just a stylist.
Because you're so fancy. You're too good to go to a barbershop. You go to a stylist.
I see the work that she does, not just on the hair, the beards, the sideburns, the back, the warm towel afterwards. She does it all.
She's somehow managed to keep your hair that same color for years.
All these years. No doubt.
That's very impressive.
Yeah. I've never done people.
He says it's never been dyed.
People go after me. Never been dyed. Not once.
Me either.
It's been shot with lasers, but never dyed.
I've gotten the lasers. I've gotten the PRP. I do have a few beard, goatee.
Okay.
If you look really closely.
Oh, I can see them.
There's some gray.
I can see it. Are you going to get that dyed?
I'm 43. I feel good about this.
Are you going to get that dyed?
What does Ryan Day do? Give me the Ryan Day.
Shoe polish.
Elixir. Whatever he uses.
He takes off the last weekend in November.
That's when he's got his time. Ken's still celebrating what happened last year. So I looked and went on the website to try to make an appointment. And then I noticed on Instagram, my stylist is in Puerto Rico. She's on a trip.
Oh, no.
So she's gone.
What are you going to do?
Her daughter is second in command. But I thought like the president and vice president never supposed to be in the exact same place at the same time. Too dangerous for the country.
Can't be on the same plane. Supposedly. They can't be on the same plane is what it is.
Okay, well, my stylist and her daughter on the same plane, on the same trip, they're gone.
They're just not that important.
And so I don't know what to do. I am panicking. Now, I know we had an FML, I think as recently as last week, about, it was Keith Britton's situation. Keith was mulling over his barber moving like 15 miles and what that was going to do, how it was going to make it harder, out of the way from where he has to pick up his kids.
Right.
I just need to find anybody. But I'm really nervous, and I also have to figure, like, do I have to go out and buy a new shirt for this? Because people on the cameras have seen all the attire now. They've basically seen the whole closet. I mean, Ken just wears Iowa State stuff every day, so he doesn't really care.
Right. Well, I think that you should maybe take sort of that approach. I think that what you're wearing today, who cares if people have seen it before? Like, is it...
In the Instagram age, you can't be photographing the same...
No, we're past the Instagram age. We're in the TikTok age. It doesn't matter anymore now. It doesn't matter anymore if you're wearing the same clothes over. You know what? I'm sure people have seen this shirt before.
I've worn this shirt.
It is a Youngstown State shirt. Go Penguins.
Just a generic Youngstown State, or is there one sport that's prioritized
Pete the Penguin. Petey on my chest today.
All right.
That's all it is.
Wins.
I'm sure people have seen it. You know, is that the first time you've worn that hoodie here?
No.
Exactly.
No, I've had this
for
years.
So who cares? Now, the question I have, because I am in a much different realm than you on this, is the hair aspect of things. I cut my own hair. I've been cutting my own hair since I was in college. How How difficult is it for you to trust somebody to handle your hair? How stressed are you about needing to find somebody to cut your hair? I'm presuming you want to get a haircut. Like, what do you want to do? What do you want to change about your appearance other than the wardrobe? We can talk about that if you want. But other than the wardrobe, what do you want to change?
It's fairly easy. It's not about that. I think my comfortability is more about who do I have to converse with for 15 minutes? Who do I have to make small talk with? Because my stylist, we don't do the small talk. We know
do the big talk.
We know exactly what to hit. We know about what's going on in each other's lives. We know about the children and the families. Like, we get to that stuff and the important stuff. We do not talk weather. We do not talk about the big Guardians game yesterday. I heard it was a must win. We don't do any of that stuff. We get to the heavy duty stuff. That goes out the window with a complete stranger. If I'm going to a complete stranger in the next few days, it's going to be a lot of talk about weather. God forbid politics enter the fray.
Well, you're going to have to do the setup of your life. You've got to do the elevator pitch of who you are, what you do. Here's what your important things are.
How do I avoid all that? I don't want to do any of that.
Give them a fake name.
Create an identity.
Totally fake?
Give them a fake name. Say you're super into politics. And when they talk politics, say whatever side they're on, you're on the opposite side.
Well, so here's the issue with that. I've said before that when I'm in an Uber...
When they've got a blade by your ear, Danny?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's fair.
When I'm in an Uber, I go along with the politics of whoever is driving. I don't care. It's the easiest thing ever. I just go, yep. Oh, I can't believe they're doing that. Oh, I don't believe that at all. That's crazy, isn't it? Man, those people, they're idiots. They're sheep.
That's not...
Like every holiday at my house.
I will sacrifice all my values, all my ideologies so fast in an Uber. You're right, Owen. With a haircut?
Especially when you have a big photo shoot coming up. I mean, they can totally ruin that for you.
Well, I'll
bring extra Avon Lake hats for you to wear.
Don't get a haircut. Do you need a haircut between now and then?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The last time we were photographed was like 10 years ago, and it looks ridiculous. It's not a good picture.
It was definitely in my first year of the show, and I've been here 7 years.
We're out of focus. It's not a good picture. It's been widely mocked. It's been used forever. It gets Barrett Sports Media actually does not use it. They use the two of us on the show from my 40th birthday party.
Yes.
From Daryl Ryder's picture he took of us. I paid him, by the way. I paid him to come to the party. I'm still catching heat for that.
You had to pay Daryl to come to your party?
Well, Ken said it was a sympathy play.
Knock it off. Not in the mood for that today.
I said, what a sympathy play.
You couldn't get Daryl to come to your party for free?
He made like $200 taking pictures. Professional photography. So anyway, we're doing that on Tuesday. We have a green screen. Can we please get lasers? Can we please have a version for BSB?
I would not wear that hoodie then.
Yeah, you can't do that. Can we have like a goofy setup too? Because if we're going to be taken seriously and get picked up by the aggregators and the trades, we need to have a silly backdrop.
You need to treat this. You need to treat this like the college football recruiting visit photo shoots.
They're getting really good at those.
That's what you need to treat this
I
as.
Want like Brian because Kelly in there with the
yes,
spin.
That yeah. is what I want. Accent. You and Ken. I want you and Ken doing that back-to-back Brian Kelly thing. That would be amazing.
Well,
that'd
Ken's
be perfect.
Ken's going to ask for the big house behind him. He's going to absolutely have a shirt that says bet on it.
I hate Ohio State.
To signify his exciting championship. Mitch, you're very quiet in there for picture day. You're a part of this. You realize that. You better be getting your hair taken care of.
That's real nice. I was
gonna
say,
are you going all the way to Strasburg? Where do you live? Stras Vegas?
No, I moved up here like 6 months ago, and you know that.
Have you found a barber?
Yes, I found a good barber. The problem is
a stylist.
The guy that I like is booked throughout the next 2 weeks, so I can't get to.
Is he the one that did that to your hair?
He didn't do this currently. He cut it like 2 months ago when it looked good.
I'm just making sure because...
You go that long between haircuts?
I might be doing you a favor.
Sometimes. Sometimes I'll go like... 4 or 5 months.
We're on the clock. You know, they're closed on Sundays, and a lot of them are closed on Mondays.
I'm aware.
So what are you doing about
it? I'm probably just going to have to go to, like, Great Clips or something.
I'm good. Takes me 37 minutes. I check in online.
What are you going
to
do with it?
They send me the text. I head up to the landings and get her cut.
Oh, and what are you going to do with the beard? As is? Fine-tune it?
I trained this up before I went to North Dakota.
All right.
Looking good. I'm ready to go.
It's a race.
You're probably seeing exactly what I'm wearing right now is probably what I'll have on next Tuesday as well.
What is the shirt?
Rudis. It's a wrestling company.
Now, yesterday you had
Fargo.
You had Fargo on.
And guess what? Got a beer drinking shirt from Fargo. Probably wearing that tomorrow.
So we're going to keep this gravy train rolling.
I can't wait to see it.
Got a new wardrobe, and it has a lot to do with where I was last week.
All right, if you have any ideas, tweet at the show. It's FML. When we come back, let's go around the AFC North. How are we looking? Earlier this week, we had somebody say they're not worried about the Browns at all. They're worried about the Bengals. Let's ask our crew, our panel, our esteemed panel with Around the AFC North. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!